Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the teleconference where Mr. Jean-Pascal Bobst, Chief Executive Officer of Bobst Group, will be discussing the company's 2012 consolidated turnover, with some preliminary comments on the 2012 full-year financial results, which will be published on 20th of March, 2013. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference. Its purpose is to comment on the Bobst Group 2012 consolidated turnover and give you additional comments about the company situation in 2012 and the outlook 2013. With me today, Attilio Tisi, our Chief Financial Officer, and Joseph Santoro, our Investor Relations Manager. The press release was issued this morning. You have all received it and had a chance to review it. This press release can also be found on our internet website. The consolidated sales for the full year 2012 amounted to 1,264 million, which represents 0.5% decrease or minus 6 million compared to 2011. Note that because of the Drupa effect, sales in the second half of 2012 reached 731 million compared with 533 million for the first half of 2012. The sales evolution can be explained with the following elements: decrease in volume by minus 16 million or minus 1.3%, exchange rate variance for plus 10 million or plus 0.8%, which makes a decrease in sales of 6 million. Our sales of 1,264 million are higher than the guidance given during our conference in Zurich on December, which was in the range of 1.235 and 1.255 million. This could be achieved with the last-minute orders and because foreseen shipment and invoicing went without problem. In 2012, the packaging consumption remained good. We capitalized on the positive momentum after Drupa, and the packaging industry was doing well in corrugated and flexible material while remaining calm for folding carton. In this context, the geographical distribution shows that the group has accelerated its growth in the Asia and Oceania region, now representing 25.2% of the total sales. Europe suffered mainly due to the sovereign debt crisis and contributed to 45.1% of the total sales, whereas the Americas decreased to 26.7% of the total sales. Sales of business unit sheet fed products declined by 2.4% to 594 million compared to the previous year, mainly due to lower activities in folding carton sector, while corrugated was strong during the full year. Sales of web fed products remained at good levels as in 2011. Lower sales in Europe and Americas have been compensated by an increase of sales in Asia. Sales of business unit services and spare parts increased by more than 13% for the second half of 2012, which represents an increase for the full year of 3.2% compared to the previous year. This good result is reflecting our improved competitiveness. Our published net results will be similar to 2011. The tax rate remains very unfavorable as we continue to generate most of our profits in countries with high tax rates. The group transformation program has delivered the expected results and is on track for 2012 and 2013. However, the good H2 results 2012 were not sufficient to compensate the underabsorption the short time week, and the extra costs incurred in the first semester 2012. Some words on the outlook 2013. 2013 started with an improved backlog of orders compared to the beginning of 2012. This allows the group to anticipate a good utilization of production capabilities for the first months of the year. At the present level of order intake and exchange rate, the group should reach sales volume of 1.2 to 1.260 billion turnover in 2013. The measures launched to improve company profitability with the group transformation program by 60 million at the end of 2013 are progressing, and the target should be met as announced last December. Further details will be given at our full year consolidated results announcement on March. We are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone touchpad. We will take the questions in the order received and will take as many as time permits. We have a question first from the line of Patrick Rafife from Bank Vontobel in Zurich. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have three questions, actually. First, on the order backlog, which improved, can you give us a bit more color on that? It seems to me normal that after a drop of years, the order backlog should improve. Also, the 2013 sales guidance remains unchanged. However, your tone is quite optimistic for utilization in the first few months. How can you put that together, or and does that affect your EBIT outlook given in December for flattish EBIT reported? Then second question, IAS 19 revised. I'm sure you've already had additional discussions with your auditors. You said the exceptional effect will be 15 to 20 million. Do you have more clarity how big it's really going to be? And then the last question, as you said, your sales for 2012 were a little bit better than guidance thanks to last-minute orders. Where exactly did these occur? In which division? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rafez, for your questions. Regarding the first question, the backlog evolution, we have a total increase of the backlog of plus 5% by the end of 2012 versus the end of 2011, which put us in a good position regarding the beginning of 2013 exercise. As we mentioned, where do we have a better increase in backlog is mainly in business unit Sheetfed. If you remember last year, we started 2012 well with business unit Webfed, with a good backlog and a good turnover, which in fact the first semester results 2012 were good for the business unit Webfed, but it was really under huge pressure for the business unit Sheetfed. And Drupa helped the business unit Sheetfed to catch up, so the biggest increase in backlog is mainly in business unit Sheetfed by the end of 2012. When it comes to the EBIT and profitability, we will give much more information in March. But however, and this is what I just mentioned, due to the fact that H1 of 2012 was heavily impacted with a lot of measures, short time week, extra costs, and so on, we will be at the guidance we gave in December, which means flat on this level. For the IS 19 impact, we will give you also more information in March. Yes, we do have some information and first calculations, but the impact will be made for 2013 exercise. So basically, the first impact will be officially, if you want, announced in 2014. But of course, we can discuss more in March when we meet. The last question about the better turnover than expected by the end of the year. Mainly, it was two large deals in Business Unit Webfed. You know that in Business Unit Webfed, we have sometimes deals which account for 8, 9, 10 million euros, and we were able to conclude these deals on the timely manner. And also on Shipfed, we had much more sales of demo machines during the last 5 weeks of the year, which helped us to improve the turnover recognition for the full year. Did I answer your question, Mr. Appel?
Yes, that's very helpful. Just one little follow-up. I didn't understand that with the first question. Did you say you're on track to meet or to beat the EBIT outlook given in December?
To meet as guidance given in December.
Okay. Understand. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ramu Rosenau from New Helvetische Bank, Germany. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. It's actually Neue Helvetische Bank in Switzerland, not in Germany. A question on the net debt development by the end of 2012. On the presentation of December 5th, on page 34, you outlined the cash impact of the restructuring measures of the investment in MEH buildings installation, 52 million. On the other hand, we had the cash inflow from the divestment of Brie of 33. So the net cash effect in 2012 was around minus 19 million. Now, another question, of course, is the development of net working capital by the end of the year. Were you able to optimize net working capital in a sense that the net debt at the end of 2012 will be slightly below the level of 2013, or will it rather be a bit higher?
Thank you, Mr. Rosenau, for this question. I will start to give you a first glance of the overall picture, and Attilio Tissi might complete the answer. Again, for all final numbers, everything will be given in March, but what we can see as of today is that we have improved the net working capital. We have worked a lot on the inventory level, and I guess that will be a good sign in March, if all numbers can be confirmed the next few days and weeks. And the cash management, the down payment and DSO are also on the right track as expected. So overall, we are improving this position in the balance sheet for the group. Attilio, I don't know if you want to add any further comment.
No, I think Jean-Pascal Box has already been very complete. So from that point of view, we should be slightly better than expected back in December, and nothing more to add.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Arnaud Cognier, Ajufi, Lausanne. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Good afternoon. I had a question about your product's performance and the fact that it could lead to market saturation. Is that a fear you have, or?
Excuse me, can you just repeat the question? I'm not sure I understood.
About your products, the machines you do?
Yes.
Like, is the performance of them could lead to a market saturation to your clients, or?
Look, what we have, I guess, overall in the market, we have two main different markets. One is volume increase, capacity increase, which is mainly in emerging countries, which, so for example, Middle East, Africa, Asia, South America. There we have clearly growth opportunities. and the industrialized countries, which is Western Europe and North America, we have more a replacement, technological replacement position. Of course, when we come with new technologies, with innovations, we try to have and offer to our customers a reduction of the total cost of ownership, which means that our new product portfolio brings 10, 15, 25% more throughput compared to previous generations. So when a customer has five machines and he's willing to invest in new technologies, of course, he will not buy one-to-one, therefore he will not buy five new machines. He might buy three or four new machines due to productivity improvement. So I don't know if I answer your question, but this is mainly our technological advantage and competitiveness for Box to bring novelties and innovation on the market to increase throughput. Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Volkan Gokman, Helvia Geneva. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Just a question on services. In H2, we have seen this recovery, and you mentioned that this reflects the improved competitiveness, if I have understood you correctly. I mean, competitiveness doesn't improve overnight, so my question is just simply, does that reflect an underlying, really improved market environment? And if so, another question related to that, I mean, your industry would not be the first one having seen actually so recoveries starting with actually a little bit of revival, particularly on the services and components side of the business. To know what's your historical experience on this and how you would assess it. So this time, these signals that comes out of that.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Gottman, for this question, of course. Sorry, as you said, a revival in the business doesn't come overnight, and we are working now for the last 3 years very heavily to build and structure the business unit service, which serve six different product lines worldwide. And of course, from day one, each product line did not have the same starting point, the same performance, the same supply chain management, the same documentation, and so on. So we are not at the end of this evolution, but we are certainly at a good 50-60% of the implementation of what we wanted to do for business unit service. And mainly what we have seen now the last 7 months is a trend in turnover improvements for field technicians turnover and spare parts turnover. We believe this is a consequence of a lot of actions we have put in place, such as, for example, a stronger supply chain management and better delivery systems for spare parts. Therefore, when delivery is consistent and coherent, customers are happy with our service level, and they tend to come back again. So when you are happy, you gain loyalty and you build trust with your customers. Second strategical axis, and I talked about that, I guess, last time already, is the pricing management. You know that we have more than 200,000 spare parts, different components, and now for the last 3 years, we have put in place a system to adjust our end-user price country by country, region by region, and per component. This is a huge task, and also there we see customers, they start to be convinced that Box can be competitive for consumables, being for filters, oil, bearings, belts. Very often, Box being an expensive supplier, customers think, oh, you are not competitive for consumables. Now, step by step, with all the different promotions we have launched, systems and new services we launch also in Drupa, customers are really interested to revisit and consider our offer. But it will take of course, some more times due to the fact that we focus on some countries where we have the biggest success potential. More countries has to come on the second and third priorities. Where we were also successful in service is to offer full package deals for big groups. I will take an example, David A. Smith. You have seen maybe that they acquired the last 2 years major groups in Europe, which consolidated the market. At the beginning, we said, wow, that will be difficult for Bob's to do business with them. And on the opposite, we have seen that those consolidations have brought two major benefits for Bob's. One, they wanted to invest in new machines because they want to increase their throughput and productivity level in Europe, the only way for them to survive and to be successful. And second, they came up with a major service refurbishing and service contributions to improve their current installed base. And thanks to our offering, thanks to our systems in place today, we are able to answer to these requests, which was not possible 3 or 4 years ago. So in a nutshell, Mr. Gossman, I believe we are fully under this service strategy. We know that will bring success and long-term relationship with our customers. We do see step by step now good results in service. However, as I said, we are 50-60% underway, and we are still looking to continue to improve and invest in this field. Hopefully, this long answer give you more information about where we stand with the service.
No, but if I understand you correctly, so all what you have been saying was company specific, so it has nothing to do with any sort of revival in the marketplace.
It's not a shift when you say revival. It's not a change of the market behavior because they never did service, but it's more Bob's able to regain market share and a stronger position in the major countries.
So, okay, that being said, then actually with an unchanged market environment, you should at least have something that's sustainable there, so that sticks somehow to Bob's or can even be further improved, as you said.
Yes, okay. We hope to see these trends over the next 6 months to 12 months. We will see that trend. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, but I have a follow-up question. When I look at, you know, the CapEx behavior of this industry, we are actually cruising at an altitude of roughly 3.5 to 4% of sales. Whereas when I look over the entire cycle, so as an average of the cycle, it's rather something between 5 and 6%, so in the peaks actually even higher. So my personal view is that this market, although we have seen a little bit of a recovery, is actually at best flying at around mid-cycle levels. So with your order backlog being higher, servicing doing better, I mean, don't you think that your sales outlook for 2013 is a little bit conservative? I mean, don't get me wrong, don't want to push you into a very bullish statement, but it's just trying to put together the whole picture.
Yeah. It's a very, very complex question because if I look at the industry, if you may allow me to go there, if we see at the flexible material industry, the level is quite constant, and I think we are not in the medium of the cycle, but more medium high, not the highest, the medium high of the cycles. We launched new product last year, the 26 FlexoPress, and these hopefully will demonstrate our competitiveness. But there again, we can have a big shift from large machines from 9 to 10 million to entry-level machines, which is 1.5 million. So product mix will have an impact, but yes, for flexible material, we are in the mid-high level of the cycle. For corrugated, the same. Corrugated was very good and back to 2008 level. So we are satisfied with the corrugated activities in industrialized countries. We are satisfied with corrugated in China with the Gordon acquisitions, but only for Decatur and for the Gurus. We are not satisfied in the printing flexo for the Gurus or rotary Decatur's entry level because we don't have today a good solution. But overall, the corrugated market is active and more on the high, medium high than the medium or medium low. And when we look at folding carton, this is the calm or the quiet market, and there we are more on the negative side than on the positive side for this activity, which is Decatur's and Fodergruers and hot first tempers made mainly here in Switzerland or entry level made in China. So all in all, our turnover guidance for this year is certainly not a conservative one, and we cannot anticipate H2 very clearly due to the fact that the situation in the Middle East remains very tense from a political standpoint, and the Western Europe mood for investment is not good. Today, the investment mood from our customers in Europe, we do have good customers, as I said, David Smith or big deals, but overall, South Europe is still very, very quiet. Benelux is very, very quiet. Germany is good in corrugated, but very slow in folding carton. So the mix of the industry pushes us to remain on this guidance.
That's very helpful. Very clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Gossman.
Thank you. We have another question from the line of Thomas Bowman of Mirabeau, Zurich. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have also three questions, and if I may start with services, I have a follow-up here. Do I understand you correctly that the sales mix, which was quite adverse in H1 and which led to a disappointing margin, was improved in the second half? Because when you say you have more spare parts, you talk about Bob's made spare parts and not sort of third party spare parts. Is that correct to say? And in the at the half year conference, you said that the outlook for sort of normalized margins in the service already in the second half is there. Did that actually materialize? And I suppose when you say of when you talk about normalized margins, you talk about double-digit margins on the service side. So that would be my first question. The second one, can you comment on the quality of the backlog that you have? It's up 5% year over year. And when I talk about quality, it's obviously pricing and gross margin. What were the pricing trends here? I hope for you it was to the better in 2012. And then my third question with regard to Asia, if I did my math correctly, you had a 20% increase of sales in Asia. Could you explain where that came from? Did that come both from the Gordon side and from the Bob's side, or was it particularly sort of one-sided? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Bowman, for these questions. First of all, for the service, the first question was service turnover. We maybe three answers. First of all, the turnover increase was made also for field technicians' hours, whereas we had hired more people, trained them, and we have between H1 and H2 an increase in a real increase in turnover for field technicians. So there the margin are, I would say, okay, but nothing more. When you speak about turnover in spare parts, we have seen a nice increase and improvement, as I said, as we have seen on the numbers. However, this is a product mix also. When it's, we are not selling only spare parts, both spare parts, proprietary parts, but also consumables. And when we say consumables, is really bearings, belts, filters, which we do not produce. It comes from a supplier, third party. Mm-hmm. So there, as I said, we are improving our market penetration. We increase our pricing for both proprietary parts, but we are reducing the price for consumables in order to be competitive. Otherwise, customer will not come to us. Our strategy is to be for consumable parts between 10 to 20% more expensive than the local supplier, not more. Otherwise, customers will not come back and will destroy our image. So overall, the EBIT margin for service will improve a little bit, of course, has improved in H2, but it's a single digit, it's not a double digit, as you said, for the full year. The product mix itself is quite stretched, and we will give more explanations in March, of course, on the profitability level of this business unit service. For the second question, the quality of the backlog. The backlog has improved year to year. Mainly, it's a volume. The margin remains stable. We don't see an improvement in margin. Now, not that we don't try, of course, but as you have seen an increase in turnover in Asia, first of all, the product mix is more for entry-level equipment than for high-end equipment. Therefore, our margin is more under pressure. And second, we want to penetrate some region, Middle East, Turkey, China, with high-end equipment. And there again, especially in the flexible material technologies, and their margin is under pressure. So, overall, I cannot say that the margin this year is higher than the margin in the backlog compared to last year. Now, where the growth is coming from Asia, in Asia mainly we are talking about India and China, where we do enjoy a good activity, and this is mainly Webfed has increased in China, as well as Gordon in the corrugated sector for decorators and photo glues. Voilà, this is in a nutshell the growth in these countries.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we have one final question from the line of Caroline Price with Capri Ciment in Montreal.
Caroline?
Good morning. The growth, well, I'm just looking at the first half, second half development, and I know it usually makes more sense anyway to look at things on a full year view, but you already had very strong growth in first half in the Asia Oceania area. Can you just confirm that that segment includes now the Middle East, or where are you booking your Middle East sales? Which geographic area?
So we had a good increase, yes, in Asia, but Middle East is not in what we call Asia. Middle East is called under Europe.
It's under Europe. Okay, so Europe is the one which really saw the biggest improvement in sales in the second half. Does Europe, could one say that Europe seems to have more or feel more of that, the so-called Drupa effect, or is there anything else which accounts for the fact that Europe, the growth in Europe in the second half was so much stronger than the other regions?
In Europe, we are seeing, for example, two countries very, very quiet before Drupa and catching up strongly after. This is Germany and France. Those two countries really started to boost. I would take sales decisions and capex decisions after Drupa. And year to year, France is better 2012 compared to 2011, thanks to a very active H2, as well as Germany. So in the Middle East, when you speak about Middle East evolutions, to come back to your first remark, your question, Middle East is and a good improvement of activities, but again for entry-level equipment. So that would be more for Gordon or the BOFS entry-level, which is machines made in India or in China. It's not for the high technology yet.
Okay. My next question is about the growth in service in the second half that you mentioned, 13%. Was there more of a recovery in any particular region, or was the recovery in service across the board geographically, could you say?
I think two main aspects. First, we continue to grow on a very high level, high path in North America, which is very demonstrates the robustness of our strategy and approach, because America, we started full-fledged 3-4 years ago as a benchmark or country test. And we see there an ongoing growth of what we try to achieve. And I will say mainly this is due to all the supply chain management improvements, therefore better reliability in spare parts delivery, very short time delivery, as well as large package deals we were able to make with groups such as, I said, David Smith or Smurfit or others, which brought the additional business in H2. This is not only a one-time shot. We believe once we can demonstrate to these groups, which have about 100 plants in the region, once we have demonstrated that we can be successful with 10 or 15 of these plants, we will continue these efforts over the next years. So, hopefully, as I said earlier to one of the questions, hopefully the next 6 to 12 months we will be able to demonstrate that this is a real trend and not just a hiccup and catch-up of a situation only for semester to semester.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just to clarify, I'm assuming that you do not include the service business in your order backlog. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct.
Okay. And then, and also just to confirm my understanding, it seems to me that the outlook for margins and service will mainly depend on the utilization rate of your field technicians. Is that a fair statement?
Not only. The profitability of the business unit service will depend of the investment we have made to hire new forces. The 8,000 training days investment we have made, we announced because we want to increase our competitiveness and skills. Also, do not forget the transformation or the move and from pre to May and the short time week last year had also an impact on the profitability of business unit service, not only business unit sheet fed machines. So overall, we are building the engine in business unit service. We do make investments, and profitability will improve H2 compared to H1. But not to the level we want yet.
Okay, and then I have one more question, if I may. It's regarding the, you've given the volume component as being minus 16 million on sales. And yeah. I was just wondering, would you say that is essentially all volume specifically, or was there also a decrease related to pricing? And, you know, if possible, for your sheet fed and web fed and services businesses, you've given the change in sales of each. I wonder if you could comment even qualitatively on the volume versus price components of those changes.
Okay. so overall macro, it's not a reduction of price. Therefore, it's this 16 million reduction in volume are really machines sales, but not a drop of pricing and therefore margin. If I can quantify macro view by business unit, business unit service, as I said, we are making big efforts to regain market share, but overall, H1 versus H2, we have improved the margin of business unit service. For Sheetfed, on the corrugated side, we have a good level of profitability of margin, and on the folding carton, it's more under pressure due to the fact that folding carton is very low, as I said, especially in Europe. And there, it's not that we lose market share in folding carton in industrial countries, but it's just the cake. The volume overall is much lower than before. Where we do not gain new market share potential in folding carton is mainly today in China, where with Gordon we will come this year with a new product which should help us to regain market share. But if you want, for now the last 5 to 7 years, we did not enjoy the growth in China for entry-level equipment in folding carton, and we should come step by step with the right product range. So that should help and maybe be a positive sign if we launch the product on time this year. That has to be seen in China print this spring. And for flexible material, I will say the product range today has a good level of margin, keeps at the same level. However, with the new Press 26 we launched in Drupa, which we sold already 37 units, we are under pressure from a price standpoint because we go more in medium segments, and we want to gain market share in North America, where today we are number two or number three, and there pressure will be put on price to regain market share and a strong position of the number one in North America. So that will be, I will say, a negative impact slightly on for business unit Webfed. A positive impact for business unit Webfed is on the tobacco side. If you remember the Champlain lines, we have created a new platform for entry-level and high-level technology equipment. And today, we do enjoy a good level of activity for this segment of the market, mainly in China. And we see 2012 was very good, and 2013 should remain strong for the tobacco industry in China, which will compensate, we believe, the pressure on pricing on the North American market on the 26 Flexo by this product range in China. I don't know if it was clear enough, Caroline. Maybe a long story. But
you answered a question I didn't have, but it was very helpful and interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. There appear to be no further questions, so I will hand you back to Mr. Bobs for his closing remarks.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Bobs Group management, I would like to thank you for your interest and questions. We are looking forward to welcome you in May for the Consolidated Results 2012 Analyst and Media Conference on March 20th. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. Bobs. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. On behalf of Bobs,